Hey everybody, it's Matthew, and welcome back to another episode of the Best Buds Podcast. And today is going to be a little different from the other episodes. Today I do not have my co-host with me, I don't have Jimmy with me, and I don't have Danny. So it's just me by myself, Dolly, recording this on my phone through Anchor. Yeah, so let's get straight to it. First off, I want to say thank you to those who still listen and support our podcast. We really do appreciate it. And we apologize for the hiatus that we've been on, the very long hiatus. And we tend to do that a lot. We're trying to keep on, you know, trying to stay on track and stay on schedule, but certain things get in your way. We have to get over obstacles, but it's all right. No worries. I'm not complaining, and we just keep pushing through. So that's what we're gonna keep doing. We're not gonna stop. But thank you to everyone who does listen and support us even through all this stuff. We really do appreciate it. But let's talk about some things that I've been wanting to talk about for a while that I've had on my mind. And one thing that I've had on my mind lately is spirituality and self-improvement. That's what I've mainly been focused on right now. And it's a journey, man. It's different. I mean, I've been doing this forever, but to be self-aware, you know, and have a different perspective and know that, hey, whatever you're doing right now, it's for a purpose, a bigger purpose, you know, whether it's, I don't know how far in the future, whether it's 10 days, 20 days, a year from now, you know, you're doing things for a better tomorrow. And that's what I'm continuing to learn and realize as my days keep going. And I've just been living, man. Like, I was in a bit of a funk, you know. And I kept trying to look for answers in other people. And, you know, I would try to take some advice from others that I felt I could trust or I could rely on when it came to certain things. But, you know, no matter who I went to for the situations that I brought to them, the advice that they gave me, it never really worked out. And I'm not trying to say that they're wrong for this or they're bad for this. No, they're just trying to help. And that's fine, you know. They're trying to see, they're trying to do better, or trying to help me as much as they can, and I respect that, I do. And I did go to them, but that's where I was wrong. I did put too much pressure on them, and I guess I didn't like. Hold on. There's a motorcycle outside, wants to be mad fucking loud. Jesus Christ. Anyway, but long story short, I'm no longer doing that. I've started taking people's advice with a grain of salt. Even when it comes to my family, man, I think family is like, I love my family and all, and I think they have a lot to offer when it comes to support, of course, and advice. But, you know, there's going to be certain things that they disagree with, and that you may be very strong on, and continue to be that way. Don't let anybody else change your mindset. And that's what I've learned throughout my self-improvement journey. You know, even when, as much as people care about you and they want the best for you, they don't actually know what's really best for you. No one really knows. No one really knows, because they're just guessing. they might think they know what's best for you because of certain tendencies and certain things you might have said back in, you know, in the past or whatever. But one thing my father always told me, and I continue to, you know, to live by this every day, is that people are subject to change. Now, does that mean that you have to constantly, does that mean that people constantly change every day? No, of course not. And I know you guys don't think that, or you, the listeners don't think that. But, you know, I lost my train of thought. Hold on. I'm gonna get back to it. But, yeah, it's not that you change constantly, or that you're gonna change anytime soon, but you are subject to change depending on what you go through in life. Now, it's all based on experience and trauma, really, in my opinion. And you can argue with me on that. I don't care. It's fine. But I truly think that trauma is the number one cause of a person's mindset changing drastically. For example, let me tell you, with me, I have a little bit of trauma, and it's nothing serious, but with me, my trauma stems from certain physical experiences that I've had in my life. And what I mean by that is fighting or being in situations where it almost seemed like my life was on the line. And it probably wasn't, it wasn't that serious. Now that I look back on it now, in hindsight, it wasn't that serious. They were minute things, very minute situations, and it seemed drastic at the time, and it seemed like it was all or nothing, but it really wasn't anything. But because of that event, it caused me to think a certain way, and I developed a certain mindset. I changed drastically, but I changed for the worse. Now, I changed for the worse, but I didn't know that, and I wasn't expecting that. And I've realized that a few months, actually, no, longer than that, it took a long time for me to realize that my mindset had changed for the worse because of where I was and who I surrounded myself with and how I acted in front of the people that I truly, in front of the people that truly did care for me and that truly loved me. You know, my attitude changed, my demeanor changed, a lot of things changed, and it didn't change for the better, it changed for the worse, at least in my eyes. And I know, because I know myself. I lost myself. I had to find myself again. It was like a fucking, it was like Finding Nemo, but inside of my head. It sounds crazy, and I don't know, but there's like a tiny voice in my head, and that tiny voice went away, and that wasn't a good thing. Usually when a tiny voice goes away, that means it's a good thing, because, you know, you're not schizophrenic. But in this case, it was a bad thing, because that little voice, that was me, that was my conscience, that was my logic thrown out the window. And now my whole mindset was based off fear, anxiety, PTSD, just everything. Whatever, all the bad things in my life, I let all the negativity that happened in my life consume me emotionally, mentally, physically. I let it consume me. And it wasn't healthy. It was not healthy at all. And I advise you, I advise to anyone who's listening and going through this right now, I advise you to really try to step your game up and always look out for your surroundings and really pay attention to your environment and who you're around, what you're around. You know, make sure that you're in an environment that you want to be in all the time. At least when you're at home, because home is where the heart is, right? And when you feel like, and that's another thing that I was going through. It, you know, there were times where I was like, I would come home, and coming home was like kind of something that I didn't want to do. And that wasn't a good thing. That should never be a good thing. Home should be a safe haven for you. Home should be where you finally get to unwind and relax because you've been doing whatever you've been doing for the rest of the day. But for me, home became a prison that I would go back to every now and then. And that's because of the mindset I was in. And I've been watching a lot of, I hate to say it, but I've been watching a lot of these videos that, at first it was videos that taught you how to pick up women, you know what I mean, like, these pickup artists, but they're not pickup artists, these are certain channels where they just teach, I think they're self-improvement channels, I'm not really 100% sure, and I'm not gonna name drop or anything, but there's these channels on YouTube, I think they're pretty helpful, but they got me to see see things with a different perspective, and I had this perspective before, but it was almost like I lost myself, and I had to regain that back, that self-esteem, the confidence, a little bit of pride, and just all the characteristics that I had lost a little bit before during my situation. But home shouldn't be it should be somewhere where you can escape from all the noise. It shouldn't be a place where all the noise is and you can't escape from it. And now you're thinking to yourself, okay, now I need to find an escape from my only escape. At that point, you're done. Like, home is where the heart is. It's where you are. You have to find happiness within yourself. And that's how you enjoy life in general. That's it. You have to be happy wherever you are. Wherever you are, don't matter. And it sucks. It may seem like it sucks. I think that's the whole point. I think it may seem like it sucks, but things will get better. If you think that's what I was saying about these channels. One channel specifically, I'll drop her name, Apollonia Ponti. Apollonia Ponti. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Hopefully, shout out to her. She's on YouTube, Apollonia Ponti. She says if you go into talking to women with a mindset of scarcity, they sense that. And it comes off as you being needy and thirsty for that one girl. When you go in with a mindset of abundance, meaning that she's not the only girl that you can get, and you deserve better if she does treat you a certain way, that's the mindset of abundance, that you don't need this girl for anything. You just would like to take her out. You would like to date her, or you would like to do something with her, you know? It makes sense. It's logical. It makes sense. But that's not just with women. That's with life. You have to go into every situation that you run into with a mindset of abundance. I agree with that. Now, it's going to be hard because, you know, you're going to be in certain situations that you're not going to realize that you're getting yourself into that situation until you're in it. You know what I mean? And when you're not going to predict when it happens either. So the only thing that you can do is prepare yourself for the unexpected. Prepare yourself for the moment that you're not prepared. Because trust me, there's going to be moments in your life where you're not prepared, and you have to be prepared for those moments. It's the craziest shit. It sounds crazy. And you might be thinking, Matthew, what the fuck are you saying? You sound stupid. No, I'm awake. You have no idea. This is crazy. Like, this is crazy. I would have never thought I would be here now. And now that I'm here right now, I have to take advantage, because I don't know how much time I have left. We don't know. None of us know. I'm not trying to live a life of mediocrity. I'm not. And I think everyone has that same mindset, but people are too scared to fucking get out of their shell and do what they want and obtain what they want. I see it every day. I hear it every day. I fucking think it sometimes. But now I'm not thinking it as much, because I know I found something within myself. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's God. I don't know if it's Jesus or the multiple or the energy in the world. I don't know if it's the source code from the sun. I don't know. But I know one thing. One thing's for sure. I'm happy. And no one can take that away from me. No one. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. No one is taking that away from me. Sacao ya. The asshole. Cabrón. Feel me? And that's how you gotta think about it. Like, be happy. If you're not happy, think to yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Why am I not happy? Why am I not happy? Am I taking the risks I need to be taking in order to obtain a happier life? Because there's certain things, like, for example, people say that if it scares you, then that means it's right. Now, that can be taken out of context if you really think about it. Obviously, no one's going to go into a situation with that type of mindset, though. But it depends on the person. Now, people say, oh, if it scares you, then that means it's the right thing to do. Okay, it works for... That quote works for certain situations. In this case, it works in the situations where if talking to a very attractive woman makes you feel uncomfortable and you're nervous, that means your body's telling you, hey, this is something that you need to improve on. This is something that you need work on. Just do it. Your body is sending you signals like, yo, this is adrenaline. This is energy. Don't stuff that down. You can't hide that shit. No. If you find her attractive and you want to go and talk to her, like you really want to do it, go do it. But you don't act desperate. Don't ask, you know what I mean? Like, just be, it's all a balance here. Life is all about a balance. It's the yin and the yang, baby. You feel me? Like, just keep it cool. Keep your composure. as nervous as you are, you never know. She might be just as nervous as you, if not more nervous than you. Because if you think about it, if you're a girl and a random man approaches you, wherever you are, how would you feel? How would you feel? Think about it. If I was a girl personally, I would feel very nervous too. Because I don't know what this man is going to do. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. So that's why it's okay. It's okay to be nervous. And you have to understand that it's okay to have these emotions or feelings, whatever. Just don't let them take control over you. Don't let them control your life. Because they will take control over you. And you will be living a life just full of emotion and bullshit. And you won't know to do it with yourself. So the most you can do is take control over your actions. Okay? And over what you want to do. What anything else outside of that, you have no control over. That goes for other people. You have no control over anybody else but yourself. That's it. So you do what you want to do. As long as it's not affecting other people in a negative way, You're chilling. But again, people are scared and they feel like, oh, I get this nervous feeling, that means I should avoid it. No, go challenge yourself. Hey, listen, I'm talking all this game, but I'm still going through it. I'm still learning. I'm only 19 years old. I'm about to turn 20 and I'm still learning the fucking game. I don't know what the fuck I'm really doing. You know? And people will tell you that, or will act like they know what they're doing, but they really don't, because they're not in the situation that you're in. They haven't experienced what you've experienced. Everything is based on individual experience. Yeah, there might be one or two people who can relate, but it's not really the same. It's not. That's why you shouldn't judge other people, and don't let anybody judge you. Like, fuck that. Because that's bullshit. People don't know you, and you don't know other people. It's that simple. So keep it pushing. Keep your fucking mouth shut. And if people want to fucking go ahead and judge you because they think, oh, you dealt with the situation the wrong way, that's their fucking opinion. You wipe your ass with their opinion. That's what I do too. Fuck their opinion. It don't matter. That's what I'm telling you. The worst vice is advice. I'm going to tell you right now. Worst vice is advice. Depending on who it comes from though. See? That really does depend on who it comes from. But even then, man. Even then. You can take all this advice. And it could be from fucking Jay-Z himself. You can take advice, mad advice from Jay-Z. Yo, Jay-Z, tell me how to start my own record label, da-da-da. How do I do this, this, and that? He can tell you all the steps. Doesn't mean that, okay, now I got the tools for success, I'm going to do it. No, because you as a person may not be ready for that. You may not think you're ready for that. You may not be in the right mindset for that. For those responsibilities. But again, you're gonna let me tell you what to do? No. Do what the fuck you want. Don't let your demons take control over you. Fuck that shit. Yeah, they're gonna give you some doubt. Yeah, they're gonna give you fucking, they're gonna make you question yourself a lot and question other people sometimes too. But you gotta trust yourself, and you gotta trust your better judgment. Your better judgment. That's a key. Cause who you hang around is a reflection of who you are. Think about that. So think about who you're surrounding yourself with, and trust your better judgment. Because if you think that who you're hanging around with isn't the right type of people to be hanging around with, you should stay away from those people. Keep them at arm's length. And go find some new people to fuck with. That'll boost your self-esteem. That'll, you know, support you. And be your friend when you need a hand, you know what I mean? And that inspire you. That's like the main thing. I think your friends should inspire you and motivate you. If you're not gaining any motivation or inspiration from your friends, or any fun from your friends, oof, that's, if you're not having fun, the fuck is this person your friend for? If you're not having fun, fuck out of here. That's the key. Have fun and gain some inspiration from them. If you're not getting those two things, go find yourself some new friends. Okay? And again, I'm still learning. I'm still figuring it out. All of us are. Go ask your grandparents if they fucking still hang out with the same people. And look at who these people are. They're friends. And think to yourself, like, I know I said don't judge people, but hey, listen. Some people are not there for your betterness, for lack of a better word. They're not there to see you do better. Or some of your friends probably don't want you to do better. And there's a lot of friends, and I put that in quotes, that are like that. Because in actuality, they're not really your friends. They're not. They want to see you fail. They're snakes in the grass. It's a sad reality. This is a cruel world we live in. I know it's terrible. I know you're thinking, how? Why? Why? I don't know. I don't know. It's funny though. It's fucking, I find it funny. And that's how I've gone into a lot of situations now. Like, whatever bullshit comes my way, I find it funny. Cause what am I gonna do, really? If I've done everything I could, everything in my power, and shit is still not panning out my way, I'm not gonna fucking just end it there. I'm gonna keep pushing forward. But I'm laughing. But it's I'm gonna find a way around it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, whatever obstacles come my way, I'm gonna find a way to get through it, around it. I don't care. It don't matter. And that's how you guys have to see certain problems, whatever you're going through. And I'm not a guru. I'm not a life coach. I don't do this shit. This is only for this episode because, you know, Jimmy's not here. He's going through some personal things, and I respect it. But this relates to what, you know, we're going through right now. The Best Buds podcaster is going through right now. It's improvement, you know, and not just for me, but Jimmy, Danny, you know, the podcast itself, the listeners, you guys, you know, you we're all trying to improve here, be a better species, better individuals, you know. That's what we can do, is just be better. Be better, be better, be better. But that's okay, like, you know, and it's not about being better physically, or, I mean, yeah, is it, you're trying to be better physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, but in materialistically speaking, when it comes to gold watch or iced out watch, chain from, you know, hanging down to my balls, you feel me? Fucking iced out grills, fucking iced out earrings, you know, it's fun. Like, to have those things, yeah, I'm pretty sure the thrill of buying it for the first time, wearing it, ooh, that must be a different feeling. And I've never actually gone through it, and I bet if I actually went through it, I'd have a different perspective. But knowing me as a person, like, knowing me for real, I can't see myself doing that. I mean, I can, Let me stop. I can see myself doing that, but I don't want to. that's the thing, is that I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't. It would be a lot of attention that I wouldn't want. A lot of people, especially a negative attention too. Like, you know, I don't want that shit. I'm okay. But it's okay if other people want it. Like, I'm not judging them. You see, like, that type of judgment would be bad on my part. If I'm like, ooh, you know, ooh, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, imagine me going up to fucking, I don't know, Young Thug and be like, yo, I think you're doing it wrong, man. Because, like, you know, not to lie or anything, but, you know, I think you should cool it with the fucking wearing the chains and, you know, all the fucking iced out watches and shit. I think you should chill and save your money. And he'll spit in my face. Because he's Young Thug. Shout out to Young Thug. But, yeah, if I told him that, he's gonna look at me like, shut the fuck up. Because he does what he wants. He's Young Thug. And you're your own person. You do what you want. What I want to remind everybody, and what I want to let you know, is if you're looking for happiness in that material thing, you're not gonna get it. You're not. For any satisfaction, nope. Gratification, no. You're gonna get instant gratification for that moment, yeah, hell yeah, but once that passes, that's it. And you're gonna want more, because once you get that first, oh my god, that thrill of it, it's like a high. It's a dopamine, and that dopamine in your brain is gonna go crazy. You're gonna be like, oh, I need this shit right now. That feeling, that same feeling, I need it. Serotonin, whatever the fuck it is, I need that. So I'm going to get another watch. I could have bought a house. I could have had a fucking put a down payment, $100,000 on a house. Instead, I fucking bought an iced out baguette. Or whatever. Fucking, yeah, iced out baguette. And again, if they want to do it because that's just what they want to do, then fine. It's what makes them happy. Fine. But you're trying to find happiness in that thing. You're trying to actually find happiness in that material thing. But you're not going to get it. And that's why you keep buying those things. And that's where the overspending comes in. And that's when it becomes a real problem. You see that? Same thing with weed, guys. Weed, right? Let me tell you. I smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day, and I haven't stopped. And this is something that, you know, I've already talked to myself about, and I've clarified in my head that I have to stop. Like, I'm not gonna stop forever, but I have to stop for a while, and just, you know, cool it with that shit and see. Cause I haven't, you know, like the only times I'm sober really is when I have to go to work. Like, especially this past quarantine, man. Yo, let me tell you guys. I don't know what y'all been doing, but I pray that you've made it through in a healthy way. Because I know this quarantine has fucked with a lot of people, especially mentally. And I hope everybody, whoever's going through with mental illnesses or anything like that, I hope you guys are doing well. You know, and I hope you guys are getting the help you really need, especially during this time, you know, because God knows that I needed it, and it wasn't even that serious, though, but, you know, I still needed it, and you know how I know it wasn't that serious? Because I was able to pull myself out of it. That's why. It gets really serious when you really need other people. Like, it's affecting your other people in your life dramatically. That's when it becomes a real problem. But I knew it wasn't a real problem. Like, I knew that I could get through this on my own, and this was something that I had to get through on my own. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't put anybody, I couldn't rely on anybody. I couldn't, you know what I mean? I couldn't put that pressure on anybody else. I had done it before, and I feel bad for doing it. Like, I just regret doing that to other people, because I wouldn't want that pressure to be thrown on me, you know? So I apologize for doing that to whoever I did that to, you know? But in the end, it all worked out. But this isn't the end, right? Well, my life is still going because I'm still alive. And the only now what I can do is just look towards the future and focus on the now, you know, and continue living my life and be happy and not worry about what other people think. As long as I'm happy and doing my thing and letting other people be, that's all that matters, you know. Young Thug, you want to continue buying watches and shit, by all means, because that's what makes you happy. See that, like, that's different. If it makes you happy doing it, because you actually like the watches, but you're trying to find happiness in a watch. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but if I was a philosopher where I can give you quotes that, you know, shooting out my ass, I would, but unfortunately my mindset is not that deep. I'm pretty shallow, but I'm pretty sure everybody here knows what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to say that relying on a watch to bring you happiness, to bring you confidence, to give you more self-esteem, it's not gonna happen, buddy. It's just not. If buying the watch is because you genuinely like the design and it makes you happy, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's different, because you actually enjoy buying the watches. You enjoy that the scenery, the environment. You enjoy meeting up with the jeweler. That's different. That, by all means, shit, my nigga. I mean, shit, you're still doing you either way, because I'm not worried whether you're doing it for the right reasons or the wrong reasons. But if you want to better your life spiritually, I want to say this without sounding like an asshole or a prick, but it's just, again, being happy. Not seeking happiness in other people or material objects or whatever the fuck advice. None of that matters. Happiness is within yourself, and you'll find it. I trust me. I promise you, you'll find it. You'll fucking find it. It's a hard journey. It's not easy. Nothing is easy. And I sound like everybody else. I know I do. But guess what? After this podcast, I'm gonna fucking post it, go on YouTube, and do what I always do. You know what I mean? My life still continues. You know? And it gets monotonous. It gets boring. It can be redundant. It can feel like sometimes it's just draining. That's life. That's life. Is it, like, it's okay, because these are just moments. This is just what's happening in the moment, good or bad. What's gonna bring you everlasting happiness and peace? That's the question, within yourself. Right? What's gonna bring you that? It's not the moments. Yes, you're gonna be thankful for the moments, but that's not what makes or breaks your life. The bad moments or the good moments, that's not what makes you or breaks your life. It's you. It's all you. Everything is all you when it comes to your life. No, unless you have other people extremely involved in your life, aka Britney Spears. Let's talk about that real quick. Britney Spears' situation with her father. People like to, you know, kind of brush that under the rug a little bit. And I never knew about this. Like, I genuinely did not know anything about this. I am a very ignorant person. But I found out about this not too long ago. And it shocked me. Her father had pretty much complete control over her life and over her career and her earnings, just everything. And I think she was sexually harassed or sexually assaulted by people he was connected with in the music industry. It's just a lot of shit that I didn't really read on, but I just saw the main thing, and it was like, she was a prisoner. A prisoner. You would think that she was a prisoner. That whole episode, the Ashley O episode in Black Mirror, I don't know if you guys saw it. I don't know if y'all saw it on Netflix, Black Mirror. That Ashley O episode, it's based on Britney Spears' life. They would drug that bitch. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Jesus Christ. I did not mean to say that. I meant to say that girl. They would drug her. Her father would drug her. And when there were moments like, I forgot what it was, but he would say that, oh, she can't do this, this, and that because she's sick for this reason and she has this, so she can't do this. I don't know what this was, but just try to follow me here. I know I'm not making much sense, but just try. Anyway, but when it came time to perform, she was ready. They were like, all right, now you're good to go. And she's a perfectly healthy Britney Spears performing on stage. Meanwhile, she was just diagnosed with this, this, and that beforehand. And they manipulated her career for their own benefit. And that woman is still going through it. No one really talks about it. And that was what the Ashley O episode was based on. They had her drugged out of it. They had her drugged because they wanted her music and her music alone. So don't let anybody get in your life, get close to you, that close to you. Hell no. No one's ever getting that close to me. Fuck out of here. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. No one's ever getting that close to me. My family not even that close to me. Fuck out of here. And that's my family. If I don't let my family come that close to me, you're definitely not getting that close to me. Fuck out of here. I don't care who you are. You know, but that's what sucks, man, is that from a young age, her father exploited her because he's a fucking asshole. People are assholes. Sometimes your parents could be an asshole too, and that's another thing. That's another thing. I'm not going to get into it right now, but your parents could be assholes. They could be demons. They could be devils. I don't know. Your mom could be a fucking succubus for all I know. You just got to look for the signs. You got to be aware. You got to really look for it. And I know I sound crazy. I know I do. But I'm telling you, man. I'm fucking telling you. I'm telling everybody. I'm telling you guys. Look for the signs. Look for the red flags in your own family, because that's how you're gonna address the problem within yourself too. You see what I mean? Not to say that you're the problem, or you're a problem, or your family's a problem. No, it's just we all make mistakes. Sometimes we say ignorant things. Sometimes we have fucked up values, or our principles are not in the, are misguided. You know, anything can happen or can be. So we have to look at those and really think about it, try to reason with it and think logically and attack the problem head on. Don't be afraid to get into conflict. especially with your family, because that's what's going to build you up to take the world head on. Your family is like the first line of defense in my, like, if you guys grew, if for any of you who are listening, if you grew up with a very family oriented family, that is like the first few people who will try to hold you back. And it may seem like I'm wrong, and what I'm saying is like, oh no, that can't be true. My family is like, no. Even if they say to you they just want the best for you, no. You know what you want. You want the best for you. No one else really wants the best for you, because no one really cares. Not even your parents. And that's just a fact. I know it seems... But it's the truth. It's the truth. And I hate to break it to you this way, but it's the truth. But it's... Guys, when you're... You may think it's a bad thing, but I'm telling you, you're going to have a moment of euphoria when you finally have that feeling of, I don't give a fuck. It's crazy. When you finally realize, when you've reached that point in your life where, oh my God, I'm truly happy with myself, because I don't even care what my parents think. Nigga. You chilling. Keep that same mindset. Now, I'm not saying to be stubborn if they really are trying to, you know, they really do want the best for you. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, if you're a drug addict, to keep doing heroin and not letting you... Because either way, you're going to want to do heroin. Your body's... Your body is going to need it at that point if you're an addict. And if your parents really do care about you, they'll try to be there for you as much as they can. But guys, even with heroin addicts, it gets to a point. Watch a movie. I'm going to tell you why. Watch this movie called Beautiful Boy with Timothée Chalamet and Steve Carell. It'll change your whole mindset on how to, not how to deal with them, but how difficult it can be as an outsider looking in to deal with a drug addict, because you're an outsider again looking in, and it's a different situation. But anyway, in the movie, it's crazy. If you guys watch the movie, you'll understand what I'm saying. But you can't, even with a drug addict, you can't force them to stop. You can't, because to them, happiness is in that drug. Euphoria is in that drug. Bliss is in that drug. You get what I'm saying? You're not gonna stop them from getting what they want. And at that point, the body needs. They need it. So you definitely can't stop them. And that's why you can't do anything. Even if you really do want the best for your child who happens to be a drug addict, you can't. You have no control. No control whatsoever. Again, look, parents, sir, your parents say they want the best for you, but they don't know what's best for you. Only you know what's best for you. And it's you. That's it. You're not gonna find happiness in reading. You're not gonna find happiness in smoking weed. You're not gonna find happiness in playing video games. You're not gonna find happiness in selling clothes. You're not gonna find happiness in running a business. None of that. There's no happiness in that. None of that. That just seems like a lot of stress in my eyes. Like, if you really think about it, running a business, does that seem like a happy life for you guys? No. Hell no. I'm okay. I'm okay. Is that going to stop me from running a business one day? Hell no. Because I do what I want in the end. No, and I'm making a conscious decision. Knowing, I'm going into it already knowing that it's going to be hard work. But because I know that, I'm going to do it anyway. Because I made that conscious decision. I weighed the pros and the cons. I know there's risk in what I'm doing, but I'm willing to take it because I'm betting on myself, because I'm so happy with where I'm at in my life right now and who I am right now, that I'll put my eggs in this basket. I'll bet on myself. And if you're not willing to bet on yourself in life, you gotta keep working on yourself. Because no one else is gonna bet on you if you don't bet on yourself. That's one thing. No one else is gonna love you if you don't love yourself. No one else is gonna care for you if you don't care for yourself. No one else is gonna fuck you if you don't fuck yourself. That one is a joke at the end, but you guys get what I'm saying. It's really simple, and I get it now. At least that's what I think. I'm still figuring it out. That's all we can do as humans, is just try to get better, right? And be happy with ourselves, because that's what being better is all about. It's just how much happier and more peaceful can I be. That's all it is. So continue to strive for those qualities in your life, and you'll be good. It's not gonna be easy. Everything is a tough road ahead, but you'll find your way around it, or over it, or through it, and depending on the type of person you are. But yeah, you'll get through it somehow, some way. Guys, this was a short podcast. I want to end it here because I think I've spit enough knowledge at you listeners for a while now, and it's been a good run for this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoyed just me being by myself and not having my co-host with me. Free Jimmy, you already know. Free Danny, and well, hopefully next podcast they're here. If not, we're back here again, just me and the listeners. You already know I'm always here for you guys, okay? And as always, I'm your host, Matthew Rivas. Thank you for listening. This has been the Best Buds Podcast, and I'm out. Peace.